Nanny Prescott.
I'm here, Dominic.
Mary Mayer. I'm present. Elise Kendrell.
Oh, no, honey, she's here. You know she's never precious. Doesn't say anything, just looks like that all the time.
Gretchen Greckles. No! No! No!
Dominic, that is her name, honey. She just does that. It's almost like a reflex hairball. Keep going.
Miss Julie Bougie. Present. Gio Gelanti.
I came all the way down the mountain for this. You bet I'm here.
Yo-Jo.
Oh, my. Put those snakes away, Yo-Jo. He's definitely here if he's got snakes with him.
Lily, I'm here. Party boy.
More like party boy, party boy.
Honey, just keep trying to whip off from your girlfriend the song Party Girl, Party Girl. But he is here.
George Calloway.
Not to be confused with George Galloway.
I am here.
Carlton?
Yes.
Honey, stop glaring at George all the time just because you're jealous. I don't know why you're jealous, Carlton, but you know.
And a drone.
That would be...
Honey, don't open your mouth. You're worse than the Archbishop of Bournemouth. Oh, my days. Also, you really sound like Captain Black and we are the voice of the Mr. Ones.
Well, as I've been instructed, you are here now to deliberate on the case, you jury, and you will not be able to come out until all has been agreed.
I think that is absolutely ridiculous. I think that is wasted. You're locking us up in such an unhelpful manner.
Miss Julie Bougie, they don't let you locking us up. It's just what we do in the court. We have to, you know, decide on the fate of someone else. You know, lies in the hands of our back. Whatever that thing is, child. Point being, it isn't wasted luck. Look, white, black, and everything in between's here sorting this thing out. So you take your, you know, critical race theory, love, and sit it on there, you know?
Well, security guard, dude. It's Dominic. Whatever your name is, I feel oppressed. I feel oppressed by this whole thing, by this whole systematic waste.
Oh, Miss Julie Bougie, please. This isn't one of your waste-to-dinner nonsense whoop-de-doo things.
But I mean, can we even go to the toilet?
No! No! No!
Of course we can go to the toilet. We just need to go and ask him, okay?
I'll be outside if you need me.
Okay, thank you so much, Chad. Now, we need to have a fourth person. Who's going to be the fourth person here?
How about you?
Me, Lily.
Oh, I think it should be me. No! No! You would say that. That's just you being racist, Gretchen.
Miss Judy Booty! I wouldn't pay any attention to what Gretchen says.
Well, how about me? I will be perfect for a chairwoman.
No!
Hey, I was just...
Mary, we love your chair, but we know how you organize parties and... Well, that's where the fun goes to die.
Well, we're not doing fun. We are trying to solve a case.
Yeah, still, I don't think you need to lead us.
Well, I led a trip up a mountain and back down. I'll be perfect to be
your forewoman. No offense, Jill Gelanti, but I think I'll go Nanny Prescott.
Why are you intimidated by a woman like me?
Lily. Well, I think it's pretty impressive.
No one was talking to you, Yo-Jo. Mere commoner. It's a property, Jill. You have to mingle with the riffraff of society. Hey, Yo-Jo, stop getting cute with me. I know you're playing foot to my leg.
And that's not my leg. Something's wrapping around my ankle.
Oh boy. Are we on snakes on a plane again? You know, Yo-Jo, I'm surprised you weren't one of the many men who were with Brittany, you know, with her love of snakes and all. I mean, you two would get on like a house on fire.
Well, I lead a restaurant, so I'll be perfect for this.
Carlton, you're a bit on edge too much for my liking.
Too on edge? How would you say that I am too on edge? I am not too on edge at all.
Well, honey, just putting point.
And you're not?
Honey, I'm just saying my piece of... You're like anxiety wrapped up in a yellow shirt and a blue bow tie.
We do need to make a vote. Who does vote for Nanny Prescott? Okay, that's quite a lot of you. I think that's what we have to go with.
I think that's so unfair, Lily. What about me? Does anyone want me to be Lily?
Oh, no, I'm put... No, Gio, they don't want you.
Oh, well. Next time you're stuck up a mountain, don't let me help you, because I won't do that at all.
Yeah, don't worry, Joe. I stay away from mountains as much as possible. I'm like flat as can be in terms of where I walk. It's like you're trying to do a joke, George. Well, I'm just saying, this is true.
Well, let's get on with the case. Now, we have got, I think, quite a simple case, but we need to go through it thoroughly nonetheless, because we don't want to make a wrong judgment. We don't want any, like, appeals or whatnot, all that sort of jail talk can get in the way of justice.
Well, Nanny Prescott, it sounds like you've made up your mind already about this case.
Well, man, I don't want to sway anyone either one way or the other at this point. I mean, I will explain my case, but I do think this one's pretty obvious, okay? We are here to figure out whether Pam Dunner is guilty or innocent of killing 474 people as an assassin.
Apparently, this was one way for a gold membership from the artillery. George, you stop with your jokes. I'm not kidding. That's what they said in the trial. Well, tell me, this is all ridiculous. I think it's all racist.
What, Miss Judy Bridger, why are you saying that?
How can a case get to trial within a week? White privilege, I'm telling you. She was arrested literally last week, and now we're here at the case.
Honey, I mean, justice does move very swiftly in Garcia Valley for some reason, and thankfully we didn't have the hanging judge around town doing the judging, because who knows how that would end it. But that's the case we've been given, Judge, and that's what we're going to be looking at.
Well, I can tell you now my verdict.
Oh, Gretchen, you say more words than no.
No, no.
What, honey? We're not starting a Black Eyed Peas song with that nose. What do you think, child?
Well, I believe all women, and she is innocent.
Okay, honey. 474 people dead. It's a hard one to escape. I mean, what do you think?
Well, she is not Pam Donna. She's in fact Donna Pam, the actual killer. This lady's called Pam Donna.
She switched the names around. Like, the, you know, they were looking for her on the crime watch with Keith Morrison. It was, that was her pet, that was her face. Exactly. I mean, it was like they did a swell print on it and then just put it back.
Gretchen, what would you say, though, if you actually met Donna Pam? Because if you believe a woman, you would have to believe her, too.
So you see, you really do think that Pam Donna is not Donna Pam.
No, I do believe that Pam Donna is Donna Pam.
Well, I mean, you can believe all women in one sense. I mean, Gretchen, she did literally say, Connie Parks testified that she did talk about the whole artillery club thing. She was one off away from getting into the artillery club. That they heard it loud and there was a recording of it literally there.
Well, I ruled out Connie Parks' testimony.
Well, why was that, Miss Julie Bush?
Well, she's a white lady, and I don't trust any white.
Honey, this is going to be very hard for us to judge if you're using your metrics of oppression, because you've got one white lady testifying against another white lady who's on trial. Now, that's just literally one big whitewash.
Well, no, it's not, because if she was saying on the recording that she was one off away from hitting that Ayatollah for the lifetime membership, and Connie Parks also saying that is two white women corroborating the evidence, which means both of them count as null and void.
What? You do realize you're supposed to be blind, not peeking through the blindfold doing peekaboo.
Now, as one person who lost their philanthropy to another, I resonate with Pam Donna. Exactly.
You're just a social kid climbing up mountains or whatnot, like, you don't know, Julie Andrews in Sound of Music or something.
I have, you know, I am a serious socialite, a serious person who went the highest mountain that one can and went down, thank you very much, and I have the interview of Oprah to prove it.
Why, was she on the mountain with you or something?
Oh, George, stop with your jokes.
I'm just asking, Carlton.
Yoda, I really have to tell you, please stop playing footsie. You're now wrapping around my thigh. That's not my leg.
Honey, would you control those things you have?
Yes, please control your legs.
Honey, that's not what I'm referring to.
I kind of like Pandona. I think she would have been great with this party boy, party boy.
Party boy, party boy, you are dating party girl. And it doesn't matter if Pandona's good at partying. She's also pretty good from all the evidence that we have seen. She's been good at killing all over the place.
I don't believe in evidence.
Mistress, what does that even mean?
Evidence is whiteness.
What?
That is part of the white social structure evidence. It's not like feelings.
So what, you just think white people like Spock or something like that? I don't want to be rude, but you really are not doing it people of colour any favours by you basically insinuating that they are irrational beings.
But if we convict Pam Donner, what about all the children and all the people being helped by her philanthropy?
Ma'am, I didn't wait for that in court with George Perez. He's hardly giving anyone any money at all.
Listen, it is hard out there being a philanthropist, okay? Sometimes people judge you so harshly, but you gotta give her some credit. She gave some...
Honey, £1 to Tin Hut don't cut it in my book. And even if we're not going to be bribed around by people just flash the cash, we're here to do justice, okay? And justice is colorblind in the sense that we judge regardless of skin color, child. And we don't have these ridiculous arbitrary nonsense from this random views you're having, love. Now let's go to the evidence before you say how white that is. We're going to go to the evidence and going to judge once and for all, is this woman guilty? Now I'm going to lay my cards out. She is dead guilty in a wise love. There is a pile of dead bodies and evidence up going high hard and Jackie Wilson saying that's the case.
No,
Listen, it's not my hands, besides you're not my
party boy, party boy.
Well, guys, please. We need to get going, or otherwise we'll never get to a decision. Come in! Oh, Dominic!
Guys, have you reached a decision? I thought this wouldn't take that long since... of the... Anyway, have you reached a decision?
Honey, child, no.
Really?
No, it seems like I've now been held hostage by some of the most unreasonable opinions known to mankind. Dominic, you better put up a cuppa. We're gonna be here a long time.
You minister, what's going on in Grass Valley? I'm the creator show, Thomas Taylor. Thanks so much, everybody, for coming aboard in this show. It's always great to have you. Do you know there's other episodes you can tune in, so do so. And remember, there's books you can buy, see below the description. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast if you're able to do so on whatever platform you have. And also, do give a 5-star rating and review as well. It helps to boost things up so other people can catch the show as well, who may also enjoy it. But tune in next time to find out what's going to go on in this case. But until next time, bye for now.